We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
Hello, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Brian, and good to have you along for this week's edition, which will be a lot of British stuff here in a little while.
Well, don't sound so excited.
Well, I'm...
It's going to be fun.
America.
This is going to be fun, I promise.
Okay, all right.
So I have an update. Can I have a little breaking... I need a breaking news. There we go.
Okay.
A friend emailed the following.
Oh.
This is verbatim.
Okay.
Okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I have never in my life heard of spreading mayo with a spoon.
Well, your friend is not cultured. Do I know who this friend is?
You do. We're not going to give any names.
Okay.
That was very unkind.
Well,
this friend is Team Knife, so...
Just saying. If this is your first time ever listening to the Peas
and Carrots
podcast.
We had a debate about spreading mayonnaise with a spoon or a knife. And
I'm team spoon.
I'm team knife.
I've always been team spoon because you can put the spoon in the jar and get a nice glob of
We're not doing this today. All I'm saying
of mayo,
is
and then spread
normal people use a knife.
You see, that's a little bit offensive.
It's a little spicy.
It's okay, a little offensive. Normal people. I want to know what committee got together and voted that what was normal on how to spread mayonnaise?
The knife people.
Like being in a room with serial killers. All right, we need the gun people over here and the knife people over here. That's what we need.
Oh, no, no.
I'm just saying.
No. That's pretty... No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right. Praise God.
You feel better now?
No, not really. But I have Godzilla with me, so I'm good.
Okay.
All right. What we have learned... Okay, now we've been doing this whole habit tracker for the month of February.
We have. Our trainer asked us to start admitting some things. For example, are we sleeping 7+ hours a night? Are we adding protein to our meals? Are we
cleaning the
fridge? I'm trying to think. Yeah.
When we say clean the fridge, we don't
like
mean
cleaning
wipe.
Out.
Yeah,
yes. Like purging foods that we shouldn't eat.
Are we walking? That kind of stuff.
So what did we learn this last month?
Well, one, I need a calendar reminder to even go in there and do this thing because it does not cross my mind. That's the first thing.
It reminded me that habits are good, but they are hard, and that it's easy to talk ourselves out of things that are good for us because we like our comfort and our routine.
Huh.
So it's been very interesting.
What I guess
I apparently do not like to go outside if it's below 50 degrees because that's the one category that if I got dinged for this month, it's the number of days that I could not check the box that I went outside for 15 minutes or more.
If it's below 80 degrees, what do you carry with you?
A sweater.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
It's been interesting.
Did you notice that she didn't say sweater? How'd you say it?
Pretty little sweater.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Is that what I said? Yeah. I'm really not sure what I said
the first time.
Sweater. A sweater.
She loves sweaters. But anyway. So I learned that I need to eat more salad. Because I just do. I mean, I just, but they get boring. I mean,
yeah.
10 days in.
I ate a salad for lunch today. I think I'm good for the next 7 days. So,
have you seen that meme with Winnie the Pooh?
He's patting his belly and he's like, is it working yet?
Yeah. Is that salad yesterday? Has it kicked in yet?
So, we got to meet an adorable baby girl this week, some friends from our church. They're in our home group. They welcomed Joanna Esther last week.
She was adorable.
Oh, she is so cute.
Got to take them dinner last night.
It was just really sweet.
She's what, 6 days old? And she wanted to hand the baby
to us.
We both went.
Oh, I was a little scared.
No.
Maybe next week.
Whenever they're old enough to bounce off the floor, that's when I'll hold them.
Oh, okay.
What?
Note to self, you're not holding Joanna.
Well, she was beautiful.
She is. She is precious.
I loved how proud mom and dad were of her.
Oh, they should be.
So that was, but I was nervous that one of them was going to drop her, and that kind of stuff. I was in total grandpa mode.
Yes, you were.
So,
yes.
All right. It's daylight saving time.
It is.
What? I felt a tone. There was like a cold front moved through this studio just now. Anybody else feel that?
I love the extra daylight, but I don't like losing my hour of sleep.
At our age, we wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning anyway and lay there on our phones for an hour.
No. You do.
Oh. Well, just last night you turned on the TV and
because your phone was glowing in the room.
No, that's so not true. We're not going to have this argument. We're not.
It's good. But everybody loves each other. But I'm digging a hole in the backyard for your phone.
Everybody loves each other.
We do.
Okay.
But you have gotten into this pattern that you wake up around 2 and you have to go to the bathroom. You come back and you scroll your phone for
a
while.
My bladder ain't what it used to be.
And you have the brightest phone.
I don't. It's on dark mode.
I think it signals aliens in outer space. It's that bright. And so last night, I couldn't go back to sleep. So, yes, I turned on Frasier.
That's what it was, Frasier.
So, yeah.
I heard Roz, and I was like, I think that. And then I was gone. I was back to sleep.
So, yeah.
Did you stay up a while?
No, I dozed back off.
Okay, praise the Lord. All right, that's good. Pharisees. And we've titled this segment, Pharisee That. I'm going to let you start off this segment. There's a lot of things I want to say, but you're a lot more gracious than I am.
This has been an ongoing conversation between you and I. And for those of you who are new to our podcast, I feel like we need to give a little background here. We work for a ministry that is 5 radio stations, and they are spread throughout the East Coast of the United States.
We are not owned by any denomination.
We are not.
And we employ people from...
But we are a Christian ministry.
Yeah.
We are a faith-based ministry. There is a side to ministry, and this will make sense to some, and sorry if not to others, that being in ministry like what we do, it has two sides to it. It has the church aspect, but it also has the business aspect. And every once in a while, someone will join us and think that this is just a glorified VBS. And then if you add to it, we are all very complex beings with our own backgrounds that we bring into a workplace. And
some of us are more relaxed than others.
In our like beliefs. But if you, it's kind of a potpourri of, again, it could mirror any other workplace that we have people who are of various faith, various stages. Various denominations. What I was trying to say, various stages in their faith.
Correct.
They could be a new Christian. They could have been walking with Christ for 40 years. You've got the whole gamut.
Somebody's old as dirt like me.
And we all have kind of our own journey that we bring with us.
Yep.
And so you and I have a front row seat to this. You are the executive vice president for our organization. I work with our donor care division.
You're the vice president of partner services.
And it's interesting to watch people as they assimilate into our organization and watch the way that we all kind of get to know each other. So that's the background for what started this conversation. And then we've watched various other things outside of our ministry playing out.
And our church is big on grace.
It is.
And so as we've mentored people and as we've watched people come into the organization and as our church, and we've been part of it. So there are things that we've seen, things that we've experienced.
And our own journey. Walked through. Admittedly, our background was Southern Baptist. We were both raised in the Southern Baptist Church. We are now Presbyterian, so we will
PCA.
Be fully transparent about that.
PCA, all the way.
It seems like an ongoing conversation for you and I this year has been about this one statement, and then we'll build off this. It is so easy for all of us as humans to fall into the trap that to be in good standing with Christ, it's Jesus plus our striving.
And it's not. It's Jesus plus nothing.
Nothing.
Tullian Tavigian, who, if you can spell that name correctly, will send you $50. He actually wrote a book called Jesus plus nothing. Excellent. But we think that like we can stay in his good grace, or that we earn his favor by doing and marking things off, or, you know what I'm saying?
If we can check all the boxes.
Yeah.
And it's my Devo. I read my Bible. I tithed. I prayed. I watched nothing or read nothing that would cause me to stray. I gave to someone in need. I had more faith. I didn't mess up as much as them, air quotes.
And that's a danger, because when you say them, like, now it's not us in this race together. It's me versus them, or it's us versus them.
Well, it's because we want to view ourselves more rightly.
Or even more righteously.
Yeah.
That's a danger.
And so it's something that you and I have, we've been talking about it a lot. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of holding the mirror up to ourselves, asking ourselves some questions.
And this is the first thing I want to say to this. Give grace on the non-essentials.
And what does that mean?
The essentials to me would be like the gospel. Mm-hmm. It would be the divinity of Jesus. It would be the Trinity. It would be that the word of God's inspired. All these, you know, for me, it's the Westminster Confession of Faith. It's the scripture. But non-essentials, where do you send your kid to school?
Right.
That kind of stuff. That's a non-essential, but we make it part of sometimes our righteousness. In other words, that person isn't really a Christian because they send their kids to a school.
Public school.
Or they don't send them to like this particular Christian school.
Yeah.
Well, that's not in the scriptures. And so don't draw that circle so tightly.
Yeah.
All Christians believe Christ will return. Mm-hmm. There are some Christians who believe in what's called a rapture, and some not. And as a result, people start to draw circles really, really tight that say that you have to believe that if you're going to be a Christian. And you've got to give a little bit of grace there, because the Bible, it doesn't lay out the full picture. So here's where I am. Give grace on the non-essentials.
Yeah.
That circle should include what is necessary. Everything else should be grace.
Yeah.
And when we don't do that, it starts to put conditions on people. Mm-hmm. And we start to say that what Jesus accomplished wasn't really enough.
Yep. There it is.
That Jesus only accomplished so much, and now I have to make up the deficit.
But here's the most amazing part. In the Old Testament, there were laws. See, I'm going to show you. I'm learning things.
Yeah, she's going to this great women's Bible study.
These laws were designed for the people of that time to show obedience and loyalty to serving God. And some of these laws are still applicable to us today. I mean, they just are. But even then, God knew the human condition. He knew we would fail. Jesus was the perfect atonement for all the things we would need forgiveness for.
Amen.
And there's nothing else that needs to be added to that.
Preach.
There is no checklist that we need to complete every week.
Preach.
So to that, what would you say?
I'm going to say, don't judge others who sin differently than you. Because he died for those sins as well.
Yeah.
I sin with food a lot. I'm really fighting that. I mean, I'm really in the fight with that. I can sin with like my mouth. I get angry and I pop off stuff. And then I get angry at people who like sinned differently than me. There are people who are like addicted to like different substances. Well, I get angry at them. Why? It's so stupid. I'm addicted to food. Why should I get angry at these people? It's the dumbest thing. But it's our own hearts that are bent away.
Because again, we all want to believe that we're just a little bit more righteous than the person struggling with that.
Back to your point. But if we measure ourselves against the law, we all fail.
Yeah.
And we're all in need of grace. And we all need Jesus.
We do. We have shared many, many podcasts with you, and we'll continue to share the ways that God is growing us, exposing what needs to be dug up or out of our hearts and minds. When we share an opinion with you, it is likely based on some kind of pruning that God is doing in us. We're not attempting. We're just not. We're not wanting to give you a list of must-dos to be in a good standing with Christ. Sure, there are things that we're all challenged to do through His Word, but the conviction needs to come from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's not any one of us that gets to guilt or judge another into meeting my standard or my expectation. The only standard is the one that Jesus gives us.
Preach. And that's the danger, because even the book of James teaches us that we shouldn't judge the law. So here's what she just said. Is that I want to put my standard on you. When that happens, that's me saying I'm greater than the law of Christ.
Yeah.
I am better than that. And therefore, I'm going to write new laws. I'm going to write new guidelines. Not at all. We should not shout where the Bible whispers. Mm. And we need to give the grace that we have been shown. Y'all, let's be more like Jesus and yet less like ourselves.
Yeah.
Because He didn't put conditions on us. Come to me, you who are weary and laden, and I will give you rest.
Yep.
And what that means, rest from what? Rest from trying to keep the law. Rest from trying to keep it perfectly. You're not.
Because we can't.
You can't.
Yeah. Now, we're not giving a pass to live like a heathen or.
I love how you say that.
It's just. What we are communicating is that anything that you're hearing us talk about, it either is or was something that God put before us that either needed some kind of examination by us, or we're still thinking through it or working through it, but we sure have not arrived.
And we are not saying that a person can just walk away from the faith and just deny everything and that's okay. That's not at all what we're saying.
No.
But what we are saying is, don't put limits where Christ has not. Receive that mercy, rest in that mercy, and receive that grace and live in it.
And I will end with this. The people that God has put you in a workplace with, in a home with, in a church with, all of those people are going to let you down.
Mm.
They are going to disappoint you. They are going to not measure up. They are not going to meet your expectations at times. They're going to fail, and you're going to have kind of your world rocked because maybe you, like me, have made the mistake of putting them on a pedestal that they never asked to be put on. So may we all be mindful when any of that happens to see them not as the disappointment, but as the beloved that Jesus gave His life for, just like each one of us.
And you made a good point the other night. We were talking about this. How many times have I missed Jesus's standard?
Yeah.
And He's forgiven me and He's loved me.
Good lot point. To think about.
There's a lot to think about. I see we have a list here of words.
And before, so we're going to shift gears.
I got to take a picture.
We're going to shift gears.
You have the cutest little socks on. In the whole world.
You like my socks today?
I am, and I'm going to share that picture when this episode comes out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they're like pink, maroon, gray. They're like stripes.
They're my pretty little socks to go in my pretty little sweater.
Baby, don't. Don't. Y'all, she loves sweaters.
Anyway.
Okay. There was a meme.
About a week ago, you shared a meme that was a fish with crooked teeth. And it had a British saying that if you are British, you could hear it as you read it.
What did it say?
You try. I want you to try.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
No, you were so close. Oh. We have been practicing this for a solid
week. This is how boring our lives are. Go ahead.
So
I want you to say
for the English to say it.
Okay.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Okay.
So there's not a D in it.
For those who are Americans listening to this, it's what we would say is, it's Tuesday, isn't it? But a British person would say,
it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Okay.
So,
y'all, we have, I bet you we've, she's trying to get me to say it right.
And he still can't. Y'all, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
I'm from the southern part of England, okay? I'm from the south. Okay, let me try one more time. It's just, Tuesday. Well, I'm trying.
Read it.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
No, you're what? Close. Let's try this again. Choose.
D.
In it. There you go. Now put it together.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Got it. Very good. So now we're going to have a little fun.
How do y'all understand each other?
Well, I'm about to teach you some British words.
Okay. How's this work?
So we're going to play a game, and I've got the answers, but I'm going to hold them up. So
now, wait a minute.
I'm
from America. I can tell you what these words might mean
really?
In America.
Really? Okay. Well, let's see. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
If I say trolley, what am I referring to?
Streetcar.
Grocery cart.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
We call that a buggy over here.
Well, good luck.
That's a trolley? In Aldi, they charge you a quarter for a trolley.
They do.
All right.
If I say dummy.
Idiot.
Pacifier. Baby pacifier.
Baby.
Here's one you'll know.
No, that is not. You're making stuff up.
As God is my witness.
Y'all call a baby pacifier a dummy.
Uh-huh. If I say biscuit, you know this one.
Cookie.
You got it. Trainers. Mm-hmm.
Gym coach.
Sneakers.
You are, baby.
I am not making this up.
You are,
I'm not.
Baby, I don't believe this.
Drawing pen.
What? What is a drawing?
That's what I'm asking
all
you.
Pins? Can't you draw with all of them?
Drawing pin, P-I-N. What does that stand for?
You can't
for?
Draw with a P-I-N. You can poke somebody. Drawing pin.
Take a breath and give me an answer.
Knitting a needle.
Thumbtack.
This is no, I am cutting this podcast off. What?
A nappy?
That's what my executive assistant, Adam Reed, takes about six of a day. A nappy. I think I know this one. Is it a diaper?
It is. Very good. Crisps.
What?
Crisps.
Spell it.
C-R-I-S-P-S.
Potato chips?
You got it. Now, this one's not that hard.
Crisp.
Ice lolly.
What? What? It's not this hard. Ice lolly. Like I've ever heard that in my life.
Give me your best guess.
Popsicle.
There you go.
No, we got to talk about this word.
Go ahead.
That's crazy.
Vent it out.
No.
Doesn't change that ice lolly is a popsicle.
No, it's not.
Football.
Soccer.
Very good. Timetable.
What? Well, I know what it's, I don't know, a season.
Schedule. Here's a few phrases for you.
Oh.
I'm chuffed.
Pissed.
Actually, it means really happy.
I was that close.
You should know this one.
What, chuffed?
Chuffed.
Spell it.
C-H-U-F-F-E-D.
That baby... Are you sure that's even a word?
It's a word. It is. Knackered. Your face in the picture.
Drunk?
Really tired or exhausted.
I'm knackered.
Dodgy. You should know this one.
Dodgy.
I'm going to make it. I'll put it in a sentence.
No, hang on.
He's
slick.
A bit dodgy.
He's slick. He's not trustworthy.
Very good. Close. Sketchy or suspicious.
Sketchy, suspicious.
And a cuppa.
Cup? What?
A cuppa. Now you need to get this
C-U-P-O-F,
one.
A cup of?
Cuppa. C-U-P-P-A.
That's not a word.
It is a word.
Baby.
It's a phrase.
Cuppa. I don't, T? Is it a cup of tea?
There you go.
That's not a word.
It is.
No.
You just had your very first British lesson.
What's
this?
I
don't think I did.
Jumper?
Oh, I did. What do you think it is?
Clothes.
But what in particular?
A jacket?
Sweater. So, there you go. So that is your very first British lesson.
Kayla's dad came over to America for our wedding.
Yes.
And we took him to the grocery store to buy him. He wanted to buy a roast. Now, nobody told me any of this word. I'm going to share one story.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the butcher at the grocery. I'm with him. And he goes up to the butcher and he says, "Mate, I'd like a 2-pound joint." "Dad, you can't be asking for drugs here." "Dad, why are you asking for drugs?" "No, a joint is a roast." "Not in America, Dad." "You just asked the butcher for illegal drugs." And then the manager came out and I had to explain to everybody that your dad was British.
There was also a situation where my dad had been going through a rough time. And we had called to talk with him just to see how he was doing. And
so embarrassing.
We're on the phone. This is back in the day, kids, when we had house phones and there's one upstairs and then there's the extension downstairs. Well, I'm on the one phone and you're on the other. And I hear my dad say, "Not so good, mate. I've been made redundant." And your response was?
"Well, congratulations. I thought that meant like you got promoted."
It meant what?
He'd been let go.
He'd been laid off.
So embarrassed.
So again, interpretation was needed.
Dumb American.
No, not at all. Just
yes.
two worlds collide.
Yeah, just don't remember that we whipped y'all's tail at Yorktown. Just remember.
Oh, here we go.
America.
On that note, this has been fun. It's been educational.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Oh, here we go again.
Say it did I get it right that time?
You did. Very close.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Nope.
What am I saying wrong? It's Tuesday, isn't it?
There we go. You got it. Oh. There's not a D in the second word.
In it.
The first two people who go to our website,
and
you will
not
have to answer any British question.
And you're not going to have to say Tuesday either.
You'll win a peas and carrots coffee mug.
Ooh.
And some stickers.
All that you have to do is go to peasandcarrotspodcast.com. When you get there, you look for a little button. It says trivia. And when you get there, you answer this question.
So as we are getting ready for daylight saving time, do you prefer springing forward or falling back?
I prefer Tuesdays.
Here we go.
So you can win a mug and a pack of stickers. We've been having about 4 winners a week.
At least.
And thank you so much.
It's been a lot of fun reading your comments.
It's been great.
I hope you're enjoying your mug.
We need to bring some of those comments. So
we will do that. Yeah, yes.
We should do that.
I think next week we'll share some of what you've shared with us.
So anyway, go to peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Click on the
trivia button.
Here's
the question. Answer that question. Do you prefer springing forward or falling back?
All right.
And we will delightfully send you some stickers and a mug. You can also search Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you get your podcasts or visit our website. That is
peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Hey, when you do, please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You can also follow us on
Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
Wait, one more time. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Nope.
Man, so close.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Growing through the challenges we face and finding hope along the way. That's the Jesus Fix It podcast with Jess. Check out JesusFixIt.com or search Jesus Fix It wherever you listen to podcasts.